Yeah, it's, you know, it's a dream come true. Ever since I was young, growing up here, watching the Broncos play, watching my dad play, I've always wanted to get to this level, so it's been a great experience.
Any extra, I guess, nerves or jitters? Or?
Yeah, definitely. You know, flying up here, getting that call that to come to the local day, there's definitely jitters. Knowing, you know, you grew up a fan your whole life, and then now you get to come actually play out here in this facility.
Matt, your pro day turned a lot of heads. What were you looking to build on today after that performance?
Oh, today you just come out. In pro day, it's a lot of, you know, track type stuff, athleticism type stuff. This is out here. We're running routes now, so it's back to receiver stuff in football, which, you know, we all out here have played for a long time.
Okay. Looked like Tyke Culver was giving you some coaching. What kind of pointers was he passing on to you?
Yeah, he did some great pointers because a lot of the routes we run at Duke, at least, are a little different than the ones they do out here. So he's just giving you pointers. Keep your head down. Stay low on your routes. Just great stuff to carry on and take with me.
What was it like to work out in front of John Elway? Was that a new dynamic for you? I'm sure you rooted for him as a kid.
Yeah, you know, I grew up his biggest fan. It was incredible. It was just an amazing experience, and I'm very blessed to be here.
Do you have any chance to talk to him afterwards? If so, what was the exchange like?
No, I had a chance to talk to him a little bit. He just, you know, thanked me for coming out. I thanked him for letting me come out here. It's a great opportunity.
It's quite a Duke connection on the roster already, so what would it mean if you could come here and be with guys like Kenny and Juwan?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Those guys are great guys. I'm so proud of everything they've been able to accomplish. And, you know, they're always really supportive. I see them. They came down for the pro day Juwan did, at least. And just talking to them about their experiences has really helped me out. And, you know, coming down here, I saw Kenny beforehand, and it was cool to see him and say hey.
What was Dad's advice today?
Just come out and play your game. You know, he's always been there to support me. I'm, you know, lucky to have him as a father, somebody who can help me out with this. He knows a little bit about it, so it's been great to have him by my side.
Your dad's in the media. Shouldn't he be interviewing you right now?
Yeah, no, I was trying to get him to come out. He has his he's on the radio right now, so he couldn't make it out.
So what were your expectations going into today, and how did it go, in your opinion?
I thought it went well. Expectations were to come out, you know, just run routes, do everything that I've been practicing out at North Carolina, and just get to, you know, show myself a little bit.
What were the backyard games like for the McCaffreys?
It was fun. It was always fun. You know, growing up, I was always the older brother. So, you know, beating up on them until they got a little older. And then now my brother's like 6'5", a little bigger than me. But it was always fun, real competitive.
Can you keep up with Christian?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
What's it like now, kind of the uncertainty? I mean, you work up to this point, and then it's a big weight. I mean, how tough is it not knowing where you may end up, where you may be playing football next?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, it's tough not knowing where you're going. But you just got to keep working, keep training. So I'm at a Duke right now finishing up my classes. And you just wait for that call, find out where you're going to be going next, and try to train and prepare yourself as best you can.
How tough was it not getting the combine invite?
You know, I really would have liked to get that. But at the same time, you have a chance to show in front of a lot of scouts at Pro Day. So that's where I really wanted to try to show what I can do. And then I get another opportunity like this that I'm thankful to be out here. And so just kind of, every time you get an opportunity, you just got to show out.
Are you graduating this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that a grand?
A degree?
Yeah.
Psychology, and then I'm doing markets and management, like certificate. It's like business, but we don't have a business undergrad.
What has this organization meant to kind of you and your family?
It's meant everything. You know, this is my whole childhood. Coming in here, watching my dad do practices, coming to every home game. So it's definitely, it's meant a lot.
If the Broncos or any one of the other 31 teams pick you up, what are they getting in Max McCaffrey?
You know, I'm always said I'm going to come out here and give it my all. Every time I step on the field, I'm going to work as hard as I can, try to improve myself every day, watch film, and just get the best that I could possibly do.
Max, what did you learn about life after the Miami game?
You know, it's not always fair. That was a really tough one for us. We had an incredible two-minute drive, one of the best of the year, and then to lose on a play like that, it's tough. But at the same time, you know, you can't let that drag on for the rest of the season. You got to pick yourself back up and get ready for next game, because there's always another opportunity.
How excited was your mom about this opportunity?
Oh, she was really excited as well. Yeah, she's always been very supportive of me as well. They were out there a few weeks ago visiting me, and now I'm coming back to visit them, so it's been great.
Are you living back at home, or?
I'm living in Durham right now. I still finishing up classes, and just waiting to figure out where I'm going.
Sweet. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you guys.